Many years ago, I was sent to Brazil to write a series of stories on economic development there. Later, in Washington, a cynical expert told me, "Brazil has a great future, and always will have." What he meant by that was that it was a giant nation full of promise, which somehow always fails to fulfill its potential. In recent years, I've often thought of that slogan, not, however, in connection with Brazil, but in terms of mass transit in Michigan. We're always said to be just on the verge of mass transit, light rail on Woodward, or extending the People Mover in Detroit, or, more recently, expanded commuter rail service. But somehow, it never happens. Barely 3 months ago, officials of SEMCOG, the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments, were talking about daily commuter rail service between Detroit and Ann Arbor by the end of October. Carmen Palumbo, SEMCOG's Director of Transportation Programs, was talking about 4 trips a day. This was to be sort of a demonstration project. It would be relatively easy because the track's already there. The hope was that when people saw how convenient it was, funding for more lines would follow. But then the inevitable Brazil moment arrived. The money SEMCOG was counting on fell through. Local leaders have raised $33 million for the project, but need something like $50 million more. They were counting on $100 million in federal funds. But Washington said no. The cost per rider would be too high, the Fed said. And there's another problem. Even if everything worked out, they'd still need at least $10 million a year for basic operating costs. SEMCOG hasn't got it. "The project isn't dead," Palumbo told the Detroit News, trying to put the best possible spin on its commuter train wreck. "But we have two big problems. We have no one to run it long term. Additionally," he added, "they lack a stable, dedicated source of funding." If that doesn't mean the project is dead, it does put it in sort of the same category as NASA's plans to go to Mars. They're still talking about offering commuter train service to some special events, but don't hold your breath. The commuter rail delay was greeted with dismay. Mass transit is something that everybody says they want, but two things aren't clear. First, would people really use mass transit on a regular basis if it was available, or just hope their neighbors would? Second, are people willing to pay for it? Everybody's willing, of course, to apply for federal funds, but even if they come, other money is likely to be needed for any system. SEMCOG's Palumbo observed that no matter how popular the service proves to be, it will die without proper state funding. His preferred solution would be a rise in the gas and vehicle registration tax, with some of the money used for mass transit and some to fix our wretched roads. But State Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop has vowed no new revenue for anything, no matter what. So it looks like we'll go on thinking that mass transit is the wave of the future. We'll just leave it to other states to do it, which should make things interesting for Michigan when the petroleum finally runs out.